Just heard Paganini's Caprice No. 1 in E, performed by violinist Midori, who joins us now by telephone. She made her concert debut when she was 11 years old with the New York Philharmonic under Zubin Mehta, and since then has recorded and performed with the world's greatest orchestras and conductors, and she's won many of the highest awards in music. In addition to performing, recording, and teaching, she brings music to people who don't otherwise have access through several community-based nonprofit organizations. And she will be in Santa Fe this coming Tuesday, October 27th at 7:30 p.m. at the Lenzic Performing Arts Center, sponsored by the Santa Fe Concert Association. Midori, welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So you achieved tremendous musical accomplishments very early in your life, and I was very curious to know, when you play pieces now that you played when you were, say, 12 years old or 15 years old, how is it different now?
I think it's very different in many ways. It's not always possible to actually describe it verbally, but it is very different. People, you know, grow. People change, and pieces within them change. Many things change. The world changes as well. So everything is different.
When you are a student, when you're young, there are long hours of practice. There's time for contemplation and discussion of the music and so on. And now as a performing artist, you've got a heavy touring schedule, you teach, you're deeply committed to volunteering and community work. How do you build in time for the creative process?
I find the time, or the time finds me, I would say. I enjoy being able to do various things that I do in my life because they stimulate each other, and they are part of the creative process.
Do you have sometimes long stretches of days where you can just be alone or be with your music?
I'm with my music every day.
Right, right. There's this question that you write about very eloquently on your website, and it's about this question of interpretation. There are so many considerations when you approach a new piece of music, and I wondered if you could describe a little bit your process of coming to a new piece and thinking about it, how to interpret it.
I think that interpretation is something that takes a long time, and it's always a chain reaction, and there isn't one exact way of interpreting a piece. It's also at the same time not something you tell yourself, okay, now I'm going to interpret a piece of music and do it. It doesn't work that way. Into an interpretive process goes in your entire experience from life, as well as your musical knowledge, your awareness, everything. And it's really a spontaneous as well as a very planned process.
Part of that process is really understanding the architecture, so to speak, or the form of the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was interesting. I read a lot of your site, and you're your writings. You write about your music. You also write about cookies and dogs and people who were, for example, the artist liaison who you worked with a particular orchestra. And it really struck me that your approach to music and to life is so much about relationships, all the different kinds of relationships that are going on around you and from you and toward you. And I was wondering if you could say a little more about that.
I think that humans are very social beings, and one can't survive in isolation. And, of course, life is about relationships.
And that makes its way into your music in so many different ways.
I think that everything I do, you know, they are intertwined with each other, including music.
You have a BA in psychology and gender studies and a master's degree in psychology. And I was wondering, what was the relationship between these studies and your music, if you could talk about that a little bit?
I think that everything is intertwined in my life. And so in psychology, I think, you know, I learned so much about the importance of the and the beauties of the intricacies of a mind, and that it's just so, everything is so individual. And, of course, every piece of music is also very, very unique. But I didn't particularly study psychology, get my degrees in psychology in order to become a better player. I went to college, and I wanted to study to broaden my horizons. And in the long run, I think anything you experience in life, anything you have in life, anything you become aware of in life, because music is very much connected to the person, connected to the soul of the person, they all somehow come together and demonstrate themselves out in music. So it's very difficult for me to say that, you know, psychology and the study of psychology do not affect my playing, but it's also not possible for me to say in what exact ways they interact with each other.
When I was reading that you'd studied gender studies, it made me think about the remaining gender gaps that there are or might be in music, and certainly there are many, many female musicians, and maybe it's already 50-50, but it seems like there still aren't that many female conductors. Is that true? Is that changing?
I work with conductors, and in the recent years, I think I see more and more opportunities that I get working with female conductors.
So you think it is changing?
I guess so.
The program you'll be playing in Santa Fe, tell us a little bit about the how you put it together and about your collaboration with Robert McDonald, the pianist.
Mm-hmm. My collaboration with Bob McDonald is one of my oldest, my longstanding partnerships. And usually we come to a program together. We construct a program together. In this case, we first decided on doing the Brahms G major and built a program around it.
So when you build a program around it, you start with Brahms and
we usually start by selecting our main work for the concert.
And then other things that you think would complement it in some way?
Complement and contrast.
Well, Midori, I know you are have very little time today, so I will let you go, and I want to thank you so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thank you, and I look forward to being in Santa Fe.
We look forward to having you.
Thank you.
We've been talking to classical violinist Midori, who will be performing this coming Tuesday, October 27th at 7:30 at the Lenzing Performing Arts Center in Santa Fe, sponsored by the Santa Fe Concert Association. Thank you. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming on the web at ksfr.org. My podcast site is santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz presents the Detroit Suite, composed and conducted by 91-year-old Gerald Wilson.
Thank you.